Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Friday, the 2nd of March. In just a moment, a man who's been called the master of the issue documentary. His documentaries include Uncovered, Outfoxed, Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price. His latest documentary is on Iraq, and it is on those who are profiting from the war's privatization. It is Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. And it is a very, very disturbing film. There are so many people who have lost loved ones who are working for private contractors in Iraq. They are featured in this film. And I think one of the themes that comes through is that people they worked for didn't really care about the people who were working for them, that what was governing all of this was profit. We'll be looking at this whole issue, and it is, of course, now the subject of congressional investigation, which it wasn't when it first came to light. We'll learn more about companies like KBR, Khaki, Blackwater, Titan, and we'll be speaking with this remarkable documentary filmmaker who has a whole new way of distributing films as well, and that will be in just one moment. Final 2 hours of our pledge drive. I know many of you are saying, thank goodness, it's almost over. It's almost over, but it is almost over. And so if you haven't pledged to us yet, we really would like to have you pledge this hour, particularly because we have the documentary as a thank you gift for you as well. Joining us in our studio, Rhonda Fanning, who produces our programs here. Hello, Rhonda. It's almost
Hello,
over.
Hello, Kathleen. Good morning. Yes, 800-383-9772.
Oh, the number, yeah.
9772, or you can log on to WPR.org. And as you mentioned, it is the last 2 hours that any listeners can pledge for Kathleen's show. So pick up the phones, 800-383-9772, or log on to WPR.org. A pledge of $100 or more this hour is going to get you a copy of Greenwald's DVD, Iraq for Sale.
And this film is being shown. It was shown in theaters for a while, but it's a new method of distributing films now so that a lot of people are having house parties in which they see a documentary and have discussions about that documentary. So this is Iraq for Sale, and it is an inside look at the lives of soldiers, truck drivers, widows, children. It also goes inside the halls of Congress. People who have been changed forever as a result of profiteering in the reconstruction of Iraq, be you Democratic or Republican or Libertarian or whatever, this is a matter that has caused a lot of outrage on the part of the American people, that safety measures were not taken, that people were killed when they should not have been killed, when it, from all appearances, it looks like the profit motive was what governed everything. So for $100, we're happy. Oh, look at those. Listen to those phones.
Yeah, good.
This is good. You're happy it's almost
It's Friday.
It's Friday, right. And here's the number for you to call. $100. We'll be so happy to send you this, and then you can have house parties
and talk about
it.
It's a great story, and it's sadly one that not many people are aware of.
Exactly.
So, 800, an important DVD.
800-383-9772. 800-383-97. Are you leaving me, Rhonda? You got to tell them why they should call. Before you go.
They need to call because this is the last day of pledge drive. It's the last 2 hours to pledge to your show. 800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org.
Thanks very much, Rhonda.
Thank you.
And we're very happy to send you this as a thank you. And then you can show this DVD and have conversations with people because it's an important film as we continue to analyze what's going on in Iraq. And we're welcoming on-air phone calls for our guest as well. Robert Greenwald is a director who has produced a number of TV movies and feature films. He's been in this line of work for some 30 years. But he's now very well known for the guy who's been behind the documentaries on Fox News, Outfoxed, big box department stores, Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, and now the mercenary and munitions companies who happen to be getting fairly wealthy off U.S. Defense Department contracts. Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, opened last fall and just was released in a few theaters. And now there are thousands of grassroots house parties where the documentary video is being played for invited friends and neighbors. There have been some house hearings into some of this profiteering. This is a very moving and disturbing documentary because it looks at family members who have lost loved ones who were not properly protected when they were in Iraq. It also looks at what's happening in Congress with heavy lobbying on the part of some of these companies who are featured in this documentary. And it also looks at the beginning of legislation to regulate private companies involved in reconstruction, involved in security in Iraq. Join us on air, won't you? Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, 227-2050 if you are joining us in the Milwaukee area. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
One of the themes that comes through here is these interviews with the family members who have lost loved ones, you know, these good, fine people who were sent over to essentially make a little bit of money to support their dear families. But this theme that runs from family member to family member, they went over there, the people they worked for just didn't care about them. They just didn't care about them.
Well, it's absolutely true, and in the 8 or 9 months of working on the film, myself and my colleagues at Brave New Films were deeply moved and upset and angered by the story after story, because it's kind of what we know, but we at least had not focused in on it, which is what corporations do, is they focus on making a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's in a kind of mundane area, we either grin and accept it or we fight it. But when it comes to war and you put corporations in areas which are daily life and death, and you hear from truck drivers about best friends being killed while driving trucks across Iraq that are empty because Halliburton gets paid based on the number of trips, not on whether anything's in it, or you hear soldiers telling us that they're working right next to somebody doing the same job who's getting paid 3 and 4 times the amount,
right?
It really begins to get to you.
Yeah, it does begin to get to you. And this, let's talk about Halliburton for a moment, because the film is extremely moving, but these truck drivers who were ambushed and their buddies were killed and they were their trucks and they were riddled with bullets, etc. The people, their family members were saying that this happened knowingly, that Halliburton knew that they were sending these guys on a mission where only harm could come to them.
Well, that particular section of the movie called The Friday Massacre, and if your listeners go to iraqforsale.org, there are excerpts from that section there, was one of the most troubling sections, and in fact there is a lawsuit because there is very specific evidence.
Oh, really?
That, yes, that Halliburton KBR had information and chose to ignore it because they were focused on doing what they do, again, which is maximizing profit rather than protecting lives. Now, on one level, this goes to me, a very core issue, which is when you profitize war, when you bring the private sector in the significant way that is happening now, that has never happened before at this size and scope, then you're introducing an element where corporations that are meant to make a maximum profit are not there to win hearts. They're not there to win minds. They're not there to protect the soldiers or the Iraqi people.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is the morale issue, too. You interview people who are soldiers. It may be one of the reasons we don't think about this, that there's not a great reenlistment here, because why would you when you could make 10 times the amount of money once you leave, sign up with a private contractor?
Yeah, that was something. I mean, when I first heard that, I practically fell off my chair because it hadn't occurred to me.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Soldiers will literally say while they're – now, just your tax dollars, you pay money to get a soldier enlisted. You train that him or her, right? You give them a certain expertise. And now, after all of that, the private corporation comes along that your tax dollars are also paying for and says to him or her, oh, don't go back in. Come work for us, and we'll pay you 3-4 times. So it hurts the morale of the military, and it really has a corrosive effect in terms of the continuing effect that these outside contractors have. Now, I happen to be strongly opposed to the war, but whatever your feelings about the war and whoever you voted for, I think there's a really legitimate issue here about, do we want the head of Halliburton to have made over $100 million in his stock increase since this war began.
Mm-hmm. The other strong part of the piece, well, it's a very strong documentary, but let's focus for a moment on the ambush at Fallujah and how Blackwater, the private security services they were offering supposedly for Iraq, what happened, how they dealt with that, that instead of looking at the horror here, they were immediately in Congress, like the next day, lobbying to make sure that they kept getting their money.
That's exactly true. I mean, Blackwater, with all these corporations, by the way, the other thing that we show in the film is the connection between the political favoritism, the cronyism, the revolving door, and how these corporations get contracts. Blackwater being one of the most extreme, run by Eric Prince, a far, far right-wing guy whose family has given millions and millions of dollars to the current administration. And the day that after Fallujah happens, they don't go out and counsel the mothers and fathers who've had their children killed or the wives who've had their husbands killed. What they do is they immediately hire the highest-priced lobbyist they can find, and they're working the halls of Congress to make sure that no legislation is introduced that will cramp their style.
Yeah, and they've given a ton of money, in this case, to Republican candidates. They're very tied to the Republican Party.
That is correct. And one of the things that we're seeing now is that with the change in Congress, we are seeing legislation introduced. We are seeing bills introduced. Mm-hmm. We are seeing hearings coming. And I'm hopeful because there's such wide agreement on this issue. Again, we did thousands and thousands of screenings of this film all across the country for hundreds of thousands of people. And it really does cut across a kind of narrow partisan line to say profiteering is not something that I want my country to be doing.
Exactly. But there were investigations stopped. As you say, they're happening now. But in the film, you include Senator Dodd and others who are concerned about what's going on here, and they can't get anything through. They can't get anything opened up here. So it's all in the dark.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, there's no transparency. These are no-bid contracts. And now get this, cost-plus built in. Well, what does that mean? It means that for your radio show, for example, if you had one of these contracts, the more you spend, the more money you would make. And I remember saying that to my team that was making the film. So they're saying, so, Robert, if we had one of these, we could just spend endlessly, and we would get not only no penalty, we'd get increased profit. And I said, exactly. So those are the kind of contracts, no bid, cost plus, under the radar. All of that has been going on, much of it legal, some of it not. But I think the legal problem is really the bigger one. Even, I mean, you'll occasionally read about a few crooks they nab, but you don't read about the way the system is working. We have a woman who was in the Defense Department, Bettina Greenhouse, talking about how pressure was put on her to make sure the contracts went to Halliburton KBR. So I'm hopeful now that because voters have spoken loud and clear, and the film has fortunately helped raise the issue, that we're going to see change, because with these corporations, they have one customer, that's the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
And we elect people to protect our rights, to protect our dollars, and to do policy. So I think we can really put some pressure and begin to change some of this.
Mm-hmm. I must say that the parts of the film that deal with Abu Ghraib are so disturbing, Robert, and I think that we just lost our stature as a kind, good country once we started hearing about those, but not very many people have gone to the depth that you have in describing who was picked up. You've talked to former detainees. You've talked to these civilian contractors. What the heck are civilian contractors doing in a military prison interrogating and, in some cases, torturing detainees that shouldn't have been there in the first place?
Well, again, that was one of those things is when I was doing the research, and I came across it, and it had been in the newspapers a little bit, and I thought that I was pretty well read, but I said, wait a minute. You mean in Abu Ghraib, there were private contractors who essentially were being paid to interrogate and torture, and they weren't working for the military? Now, this is something most of the military even is upset and furious about, but there's a private corporation called CACI, C-A-C-I. They provided a lot of the interrogators there who came in and wound up giving orders to the military people as to what to do and how to do it. And then you had translators provided by a private corporation, Titan. I mean, literally, some of these translators were taxi drivers and meat cutters picked up off the streets in San Diego and Detroit. No training, no experience. Literally 5-minute interviews on the phone where people would say, can you speak Arabic? And they'd say,
right.
Yes. And they'd be hired.
Yeah, yeah. And then they weren't supervised. So who knows if anybody was doing any kind of a job at all.
Exactly. And that's a function, again, if you have a system where the corporations are paid on the number of people they provide, not on a level of expertise, not on what these people do, you are building in reward for a system that is counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. We know that a few people have faced some charges from military courts when they were accused of abuse at Abu Ghraib. What about these civilian contractors who are there? Is there any oversight? Is there any legal action that can be taken against these people?
Well, again, I don't want to sound negative, but here's the extraordinary fact. Literally, a contractor in Iraq can shoot an Iraqi, and he'll be sent home, no punishment, and then hired by another corporation and brought back. Because the military code of justice that it provides and is the law that soldiers and military folks must follow exempts contractors. So at Abu Ghraib, there have been several soldiers appropriately condemned and sentenced, and not one single private contractor, because there's no law there. And in fact, when Bremer was there, he explicitly provided an amendment so that the contractors are not covered. Now, currently there are about 120,000, 130,000 troops over there. There are over 100,000 contractors running around with guns, not a low testosterone crowd, and no laws governing their behavior.
We're going to welcome phone calls for you, Robert, and we'll take them in a moment. Director Robert Greenwald is our guest. His latest documentary is Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. Brave New Films has presented this, and we also want to tell you, this is the kind of information you don't, it's such an important conversation. It is so important. And it doesn't happen very many places, and Robert has done this documentary. He's taken on other big things, too. Fox News and outfoxed big box department stores in his film Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, and now Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. We're going to take your on-air phone calls in just a moment. We have a number of you who'd like to speak with him at 800-486-8655. We're also in a pledge drive the last couple hours for our participation in this pledge drive and to get you even more informed. I know many of you want to see this DVD after this conversation. A pledge of $100 or more will get you Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. So it's a $100 pledge or more. You may want to buy a couple of them and distribute them to libraries or have house parties and talk about these, you know, incredibly important issues. So that number, oh, did I give you the number for pledge? 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Phone calls for Robert in a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Film director Robert Greenwald, extraordinary documentary maker Robert Greenwald is our guest. His latest is Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, and we go to phone calls starting with Rich from Rhinelander. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Boy, am I angry.
Mm.
I really am. In sum, my comment is that I'm all for profits. I'm a liberal, but I'm not one of these people who is a diehard Democratic liberal or Republican liberal. Sometimes I'm a Republican liberal, and some of my friends may laugh at that, but it's true. And a lot of the time I'm a Democratic liberal. But so I'm not against profit. That isn't the problem. I favor people making money. But when I see this film and then I also hear or read that Bob Livingston, who is the former House Appropriations Committee chairman and Speaker of the House, who stood up in front of us, about the time that they were deciding who was going to chair the impeachment hearings for Bill Clinton. And he says at that time, he said at that time, I have sinned. And it was about a sexual peccadillo. It was about an affair that he was having. So he tells us he has sinned. And then he goes on and he basically becomes central to this khaki that Mr. Greenwald has mentioned. And then the news comes out this year that our soldiers are returning to Walter Reed Army
Hospital. Oh, I know. It's sickening.
And,
sickening story.
And the conditions are substandard. In many cases, they're being asked to care for one another and to fill out multiple forms in order to get any care for themselves. And Mr. Greenwell, you need to make more films, more videotapes, because I am bewildered why more Americans are not just angry, but are not enraged.
Why aren't they, Robert?
Well, I think part of it is getting the information out there, and thanks to programs like yours, which is a reason that it's important that people support you and support the pledge drive and and keep some institutions like you going, is that's the way we get the word out, number one. Number two, the fortunate thing with the film, and I appreciate the listeners' comments, is that here's an opportunity where we can do something. I mean, I find for myself, actually, making the movies, rather than getting up furious in the morning and, you know, wanting to kick the dog or something, I'm able to actually take action with these movies.
Yes.
So they're really meant to be a tool where people can buy them and then organize the screening with people who agree with you, people who disagree with you. And at the end of a film, the key factor is taking some action, writing a letter, making a phone call. If you go to Iraq for Sale, there are 100 groups that we work with that you can get involved and that you can do something so that your anger can be taken and channeled into action. And to me, that's the most important thing because that's how we will arouse Americans all over the country and to force this to change.
You know, maybe the next documentary is the way that we treat those who have lost their legs and their minds and their arms as a result of fighting in war, and how they're being treated around the country in medical facilities, in outpatient facilities. That story outraged everybody, as you know, Robert. Everybody.
It's just awful.
Yes, it is.
And it's the tip of the iceberg, too.
Yeah. So are you going to do something about it?
Well, this year, actually, we're doing a bunch of short pieces, so we may. We've done not going to do one big film this year, and some of the listeners may have gotten the pieces, and if not, they can go to any one of our websites and sign up. But we did a short piece called Fox Attacks Obama, and we're going to be doing a whole series of short pieces about Fox, about the war, and we're also doing a Iraq Veterans Memorial, where on March 17th, we're online going to unveil a memorial, only the memorial will consist of people talking about friends, relatives who've been killed in the war. It's completely nonpartisan, looking for people to share their experiences about people they loved who have been killed.
Yeah. Can you please tell me if this is something that this private company involvement that is so huge in Iraq, why is it happening, and is it as big as it ever has been, or has it always been so, that we've had a lot of private contractors?
Well, we've had private contractors in the wars for many years. What's different now is two factors came together and created this perfect storm, where, as I say, we have almost more contractors than we have soldiers. One is that we have the fact that you have an administration that believes philosophically that it's better to privatize function. That's their belief system. Now, I didn't think that it would carry over to the war, but it does, where they're outsourcing everything from interrogation to intelligence to all kinds of things that have never been outsourced before. So on the one hand, you have that, and they're very clear about that. And on the other hand, you have what's become public since then, which is we went to this war undermanned with not enough resources by design, because it was politically not expedient to say the number of people we're going to need. So as a function, that hole has partially been filled by private contractors. So you put these two elements together, and we have an extraordinary explosion of the private sector doing what is not meant for it to do.
Thanks very much for the call. We go to David next from Fenimore. Hi, David.
Hi. Good morning. I haven't seen the documentary. I want to thank you for producing it.
Thank you.
I just like to ask this question. When are we going to take what Eisenhower told us seriously? The last thing that Eisenhower said, or one of the last things, before he left office was, be careful of the military-industrial complex. Why is it a surprise to us now that this issue of profiteering is at the heart of the disaster of Iraq. It's not after the fact. It's the reason that we have the propaganda mouthpiece called Bush, who is willing to sell out our democracy, our decency. The whole thing is about profit.
Robert.
Well, I think you've made a very good point. The Eisenhower warning about the military-industrial complex is a very, very important one. And again, I think that our job, what we can do, is we can serve to help spread the information. And the film is really a tool. And like any tool, mm-hmm. it's only useful if people use it. So if you, David, I think it was, if you can take your awareness and your knowledge and combine it with the movie and screen it all over. We've had thousands of screenings in churches. We've had them in schools. Mm-hmm. We've had them at pizza parlors. We've had them at taverns. We've had them, at veterans' hospitals. I mean, any place you could bring a crowd of people together is an opportunity to use the movies to educate and then to activate so that in a year we won't have the same conversation, why don't people know?
Yeah. You know, he brought up that word decency, and there's so little of that in what you show here in the film. There's almost none of it. What happened to decency? Don't people think about what the right thing is to do? What's decent? What's good? How can it not help keep from damaging our reputation? We're not who we say we are.
Well, certainly these policies are some that I think need to be changed. And actually, from going around the country and speaking and screening, I'm encouraged by the number of people who care, by the number of listeners,
yes,
and even by some of those amazing people in the movie, the truck drivers,
yes,
who are so
God
deeply patriotic,
yes.
And the soldiers who care so much. So despite these horrific policies and the obscene actions of these crooked corporate guys and the crime wave that these corporations, despite all of that, I still am actually reassured as I speak and I tour that people care about this and they are going to do the right thing.
Mm, I'm glad to hear that, Robert. Well, if all that we've said doesn't get people, how about that $45 Coke?
Well, when, again, it was one of those stories I was on the phone, I was talking to, I think it was actually a soldier about, I guess it was a contractor, and he'd worked for Halliburton, and he said, well, Mr. Greenwald, I hope you'll show about the $45 Coke. I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, just think about this. Your tax dollars are paying $45 for a six-pack of Coke, which is what Halliburton is charging. I said, oh, come on. And he said, what about the laundry? He said, I send my T-shirts out.
Oh, the laundry, yeah.
I sent my T-shirts out. It was $100. And he said, those are your tax dollars. You're paying for that. Let's be very, very clear about that.
And he was told, I believe, wasn't he, that he said, $100, this is crazy, I'll do it myself. And
exactly.
They said, oh, no, you won't.
Exactly. Because what do corporations do? They create monopolies. So Halliburton KBR said, no, you can't do it. We're going to do it for you. We have to do it. That's what our job is.
We go to more phone calls. Let me tell you that Robert Greenwald is our guest this hour, and his documentary is Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, which has been shown in thousands of places all over the country. It was on the big screen for a little while, but now this whole method of distributing documentaries, which is somewhat new, is small groups of people or medium-sized groups of people getting together, seeing something that is very, very provocative, that will make a lot of people extremely angry, and then talking about this from a variety of political perspectives. And so we're doing two things, actually. We're in a pledge drive as well to keep us able to continue focusing on these kinds of issues, which we do every day, all day long on the Ideas Network, and it also to help get this DVD in wider distribution. You can do two things at once. You can really be a good person here today. Do the right thing. Do the decent thing. Call and pledge. For $100, we are very happy to send you Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. And Some of you might be able to pledge more than that and get a couple copies of the DVD. Our pledge number is 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772, or WPR.org if you'd like to pledge online. And we thank you very much. Jim from Milwaukee is next. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Just want to talk to the guests and also the audience about some tactics that might help. For the guest, I hope that you'll maybe try to get some foundation help or somewhere to, in addition to what you're doing on public radio, to get the multiplier factor going and try to distribute some of these tapes to people that can reach large numbers of other people, like high school history teachers and nuns and other groups of people that are might work that multiplier. Secondly, I think we just have to try to elevate the discussion in America. You know, it used to be in ancient times bread and circuses. Now it's bread and Brittany. And we got to just start encouraging people that we're not going to tolerate garbage on the air, and that we're going to we want the networks to give us less punked out news, and we want the networks to give us more information and more substance. And the final thing is that we need to confront the networks more. You can call Ready Reference in the Milwaukee Public Library, and you can get the phone numbers to all the networks, and you can call the networks and give them feedback, and you can call the local affiliates and give them feedback, and you can call local sponsors and give them feedback. How do we expect to oppose torture when Fox has a show like 24 where they're actually, you know, roughing people up and torturing people to get information? They're presenting something as if it's acceptable, when what they're actually presenting is something that's morally wrong. So we have to call sponsors and networks and tell them that we're not going to accept this kind of programming anymore.
And on the other hand, you do highlight in this documentary some networks. You know, there was Dan Rather, there was Brian Williams and Peter Jennings who were on this story. Some of their investigative teams have been reporting on this. Maybe we need to call the networks and say, give us more of this. We like this kind of digging you're doing.
Well, I think we need to do all of the above, and I think the listener is absolutely correct. We underestimate how much power we have. We've recently launched something called Fox Attacks. And if you go to foxattacks.org, you can sign up and get involved with us in a campaign that's going to be putting pressure exactly on the local sponsors of Fox around the country, many of whom don't even know their dollars are going for that, number one. Number two, I think that what the caller said about trying to have multipliers and wider reach is exactly true.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody has those resources, be it a foundation or they're a history teacher or they have a congregation of any kind, or there are ways that they can reach groups of people, what we have found with the film, people have taken it and come up with their own creative ways of using it and spreading the word. I would love a foundation to help us. We had some generous donors so that we're able to send copies to the troops, and we've donated thousands to people in the military.
Huh.
And we want to continue to do that. And there have been screenings at libraries all over the country, too.
And you do this film, the whole way you go about doing everything is so unusual, Robert. You also just get donations to make a film like this, and you had to depend on somebody who wanted to tell the right story here and happened to have a lot of money.
Well, and a lot of small donors were the key factor. We were almost not going to be able to make it, and we went out again to people who've purchased the films or signed up to our list, which I hope your listeners will also. We went out and said, help us, and we got $25 and $50 donations that allowed us to make this movie in a timely basis.
Yeah. One more phone call for you. John from Chicago. Hi, John.
Hi, I want to make a comment and a question. I want to give a question and ask and make a comment. The question is that, is that true that in the Abu Ghraib scandal, there were Israeli agents involved questioning the Iraqi detainees?
I don't know. We focused on the corporation, so I don't have that information.
Yeah, and we're in a pledge drive, so I need to, I'm sorry, cut you short on this. We'll talk to Robert for a few more moments in just a moment. This is the Ideas Network. We're in the last couple hours of our asking you to pledge your support for this program. And quite frankly, I don't know how you can say no after listening to Robert Greenwald. I just don't know how you can say no. How can they say no, Robert? They can't, right?
Well, I want to stress that the films, again, the way people hear about them are like your shows. Mm-hmm. This is the way we get the word out. So it's a double value when people support. I mean, they get a copy of the movie and they support the network that allows voices to be heard. As you say, the network of ideas. I love that. And I think that's critically important in the long term. And we can all get worked up over any incident of the moment, but knowing there are voices like yours, knowing there's public radio like this, knowing that you're going to be able to tell stories over the long haul is absolutely critical. So I just want to support and encourage people to do what they can to give their dollars as well as their time and energy and passion.
Thank you, Robert. Oh, I want to talk to you again. You're terrific. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for what you're doing. Robert Greenwald, the latest documentary, he's got all kinds of things going on, but the latest documentary is Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. And for a pledge of $100, we'll be happy to send you this DVD. And then you just carry on with it, you know, at the library, at the school, in your living room, and have conversations. Whatever your political persuasion, there are some outrageous things in this film, and films that make all of us who live in a democracy upset and want to take some kind of action. I don't care, you know, profiteering when instead of safeguarding the lives of human beings who are trying to do the right thing, you know, something that needs to be questioned. So why don't you pledge, huh? This is the hour to do it. 800-383-9772. Rhonda Fanning, producer of this program, is joining me in our studios. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, Kathleen.
He was a great guy. What an interesting way to go about making films, producing films, distributing films, and it's also such an important documentary, too.
It is. I would like to introduce Lisa Nalbandian, who is down from our Green Bay affiliate, and she has the latest update from Pledge Central.
Lisa. I do. We have a little ways to go, $272,000 left to raise in this pledge drive, and we have 34 hours to do it. So the clock is ticking, but I really think we can make this goal if we hear from you now.
800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org.
Thanks, Lisa, very much. Let's get the phones really ringing here. I just love the last conversation that we had with Robert, and rest assured that Robert will join us again because he knows the importance of places like public radio to get certain kinds of issues out there so that we can talk about them, so that we can agree or disagree. But he has highlighted in a way that I don't think too many people have what's going on with war profiteering in Iraq. We have spent hours talking about Iraq. We're the only place that will be able to give you the conversation that you just had, and we're people who care, and that's who we are. We're people who care about issues. We care about so many different things. Can talk about them together. Please call and pledge 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772. We're only asking you for money for a couple, not even 2 hours, an hour and 15 minutes, so don't wait. Do it now. WPR.org if you'd like to pledge online. Bill Estes is joining us in our studios in Milwaukee, our manager here in Milwaukee. Hi, Bill.
Good morning again. And, yeah, you have an hour and 15 minutes to pledge during Kathleen Dunn's show. Now, all of the money contributed to Wisconsin Public Radio goes to support the entire operation. We have all of the expenses of any other radio station. We have to pay salaries. We have to buy equipment. We have to fix equipment. We have to pay dues to National Public Radio and Public Radio International, and the list goes on and on and on. And you can help support this service. We made this partnership with listeners back in the 80s, and listeners have always come through. You can come through for us right now. Help us make the goal this hour, and help us make the goal for this winter pledge drive. How do you do it? Easily done. Call 800-383-9772.
800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I really like the focus of this particular hour because it's conversation about an incredibly important issue, one of the most important issues of our time, how we conduct ourselves in the world, how decent we are, how honorable we are. And what's really important about this hour is that we can talk about these issues that a lot of people don't talk about. If it weren't for public radio, you wouldn't have a lot of this. We've done so many meaningful conversations about war and Abu Ghraib and whether or not we should go to war. And so now we've got you supporting us because so you can have these conversations and also supporting a documentary filmmaker who's doing some extraordinary work. Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, $100 gift from you to us, and then we'll give you the gift of this DVD. 800-383. Oh, the phones are going crazy. This is great to hear.
Let's keep those phones ringing. We have about 12 minutes remaining. 800-383-9772. This hour and this hour only will you get this special DVD from our previous guest and from Wisconsin Public Radio. This is another interesting hour of conversation. Kathleen, I know just this week alone, you talked to, and I'll never remember his name, you talked to a gentleman who wrote a book called 365 Ways
Michael
to Change
Norton.
The World One
he was
Day
terrific,
at a Time.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
He's one person making an impact on the world. Here we just talked to a gentleman who's making who made a documentary on war profiteering. Fascinating personality, changing the world one video at a time. Earlier this week, or was it last week, you booked the show on the treatment of the veterans in the VA hospital.
Yes.
This morning's newspaper, you covered it last week. This morning's newspaper is there's been a shakeup in the generals who are running the VA hospitals. Wisconsin Public Radio is just that kind of service, bringing you hour-long conversations on issues that you care about and that are important to Wisconsin and the world. Help us pay for these programs, 800-383-9772.
Yeah, he was a great guest, Rhonda, and you're getting a lot of congratulations, too, for the kinds of people
Absolutely.
That you're going after. You're a terrific producer, and I thank you for bringing these kinds of conversations to a broader audience, and I think the audience appreciates that, too. So call, thank Rhonda, thank Bill. And get
thank
this
Kathleen.
DVD. Thank us all. And then
my
we'll just keep doing our job.
A lot easier because of the listeners and because of the quality of the show and because of Kathleen. So because you love these conversations, because you continue these conversations, when Kathleen's off the air, you keep them going.
I keep them
friends,
going.
Friends, family.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. So call now, 800-383-9772. We have a couple of minutes left in this break, about 10 minutes left. We are... $2,000 away from our goal, so that's great.
That is
Let's
great.
Get 10 more calls, 800-383-9772, or log on to WPR.org.
And if you've never pledged Wisconsin Public Radio, now is the time. You'll get the DVD, and you'll walk away knowing you've helping support this service. We're going to take 2 minutes of your time this morning. We're going to ask you your name, your address, a couple of phone numbers, how much do you want to pledge, and then how do you want to pledge it? And one of our volunteers will explain that all to you. But go to the phone right now and support your favorite radio station right now. 800-383-9772. And keep this pledge drive going strong through the end of this hour in 10 minutes and through the end of the pledge drive tomorrow evening.
We've been talking about this $100 so you can get the DVD and then not just sit in your living room but have a group of people come over. And
what a great idea.
It's not really a party. It's a heavy discussion about the state of the world, but it's an important discussion, and you can have cookies. I'm a big fan of chocolate cake. So if you have chocolate cake and coffee, and then a little comedy after you watch this and tell a few jokes. But it's a very important documentary. It is so important. And as you can tell, you know, we feel strongly about what we do here. It's we're trying to do the right thing, and we have an audience of good people who are trying to do the right thing. So this is a perfect thank you gift to you, and it's also a thank you to Robert for the kind of work that he's doing that this DVD is spread all over neighborhoods in your living room and wherever. 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And listeners, you know you could pick basically any hour of the day on Kathleen Dunn's show, and you could have a mini town hall forum and a discussion group in your home on that topic.
Right.
Pick
it's
one,
true.
You
it's
can
true.
Do it. This hour is especially important. You can show the DVD. You can really explore for hour or more, just like Wisconsin Public Radio does. That's what Wisconsin Public Radio is all about. And we know the folks who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio are intelligent, engaged, informed, curious about world ideas, and want to make changes. They vote more often. They write letters to the editor.
They write letters to their
elected officials. They're engaged in civic life.
Yep.
Go to your phone right now. Become a part of Wisconsin Public Radio and get this great DVD to continue the conversation. 800-383-9772, and you can do it in the next 7 minutes.
And then we'll be happy to send you $100. Some of you can pledge a little more than that, too. I've been saying $100, $100. You know, Robert Greenwald got a gift of $100,000 from somebody to help him with his film so he could spread the word. So some of you can afford to do that and would feel good about doing that. And some of you can't afford $100. We understand that. You know, pledge whatever you can and make sure a friend of yours who has more money pledges $100 and then invites you to his or her house for a discussion of this film, A Rock for Sale. How does that sound? 800-383-9772 is the number, 800-383-9772, or pledge online, WPR.org.
I wanted to thank a couple of people who have called and pledged already this hour. Jay and Linda in Sun Prairie says that their family listens to WPR many times a week, and they like to contribute to things they feel do good in the world. Mm-hmm. If you feel the same way, and I know many of you do, please call now. We got about 8 minutes left in this hour. 800-383-9772. Thanks, Jay and Linda in Sun Prairie.
Thanks, everybody, for all of your calls. We've had 63 people call so far this hour, which is wonderful. If we could get to 100, it would make us feel like we're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And if you call right now, you can become a part of our financial picture. We depend on Wisconsin Public Radio listeners to help pay for this service. It's just that simple. 42,000 people, something in that range, are current members, financial supporters, because they feel Wisconsin Public Radio is an educational source. A source for civil dialogues about issues ranging from state politics, the environment, medical issues, space, the global warming, issues in Iraq, and the list goes on and on and on. You know what we're about. Help us continue this service for you and Wisconsin. It all comes back to you with your pledge. 800-383-9772.
Rhonda, take it away. Make them call. They are calling, but make them call even
more. I want to hear those phones ring at 800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org. It's only going to take a few minutes, and you're going to feel really great about making that call and becoming a member of not just this program, but Wisconsin Public Radio as a whole. 800-383-9772. Or log on to WPR.org.
We're very happy to send you the DVD just this hour. It's our thank you gift to you. And it's wonderful to think about all of you calling, 69 callers now, who are going
to
get the DVD, and you're going to have these conversations all over Wisconsin and beyond about who we are in the world and more profiteering.
And who we want to be.
And who we want to be.
Yes.
That's right. We're good people. There are a lot of people of goodwill was his theme. And that's true. That's true.
A lot of times you feel like these hours are kind of depressing or get you down. But I always, you know, try to find a little bit of hope in there that, you know, one person can make a change. Michael Norton, like Bill said earlier, you know, one person really can make a difference. Mr. Greenwald putting these films out there, you know, and letting people just kind of take off grassroots, and all of a sudden it's everywhere. And you share it with friends, you share it with family.
Yes. And you need to call to do that at 800-383-9772. 74 of you have called this hour so far.
Great.
Terrific. It makes us feel good. It's just good.
A great way to end.
And it should make you feel good as well, knowing that people around the state, around your community, and down the street are going to their phone right now and pledging their support to Wisconsin Public Radio. We're up to 76 people this hour alone who have called in and pledged their support. Join them. Become number 77 or 78 or 88 or become number 100. But do it in the next 4 minutes, and you'll receive the DVD that Kathleen and Rhonda arranged during this conversation. 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772. The need is real, and we need to hear from you right now.
800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We're kind of pushing this $100 or more. You will get the DVD, A Rock for Sale, The War Profiteers, by director Robert Greenwald, who we just spoke with for most of this hour, and who will join us again, because this guy's got projects galore. He's doing all kinds of important work in the world of documentary making, and we'd like to be able to send you this DVD, and then you can carry on discussions. You know, that's what we do every day, so we are letting you know that this is available. We'll send you the DVD, then you have more discussions about it, then you call us back, then we'll talk to him again, and on it goes,
pass it forward. Pass it forward.
Yeah. 800-383-9772. 81 callers. Thanks, everybody. You're good peeps, as my children would say. You're good peeps.
If you have not called, there's time remaining, 4 minutes for you to make that call and make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. $100 might sound like a lot. We can spread that out into quarterly payments, monthly installments. We can have it taken out of your checking account or savings account through electronic funds transfer. We're going to make this very, very easy for you to become a financial supporter of your favorite radio station. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Because you love this programming, because you love Kathleen's show, if you've ever heard a show that made you think differently about something or brought something to light that you had never thought
of
before.
The one I just heard, yeah, the one we just did, gave me all kinds of new information.
Exactly. This happens on a daily basis on the Kathleen Dunn Show. If you are a fan, this is your last 2 hours to pledge for Kathleen's show. 4 minutes left in this hour and then next hour, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We have some wonderful volunteers who are answering the phone calls. It won't take you very long. It'll be real easy. If you want to talk a little while longer, that's okay, and talk about Wisconsin Public Radio. But it'll be a good thing for you to do. It is a very good thing for you to do. 800-383-9772. 86 of you have called.
Excellent.
That's wonderful.
Close to 100 callers.
Let's get to 100.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Let's hear from you. And you right over there, and you down in your car. 800-383-9772. Call now and put us over that 100 mark for this hour and help us make this goal for this particular pledge break and this particular pledge drive. Let's hear from you right now. Become a financial supporter and a better friend of Kathleen Dunn. 800-383-9772.
Yeah, it was a really good hour. Thanks, everybody, for your calls.
Thanks, Bill
Estes, for being here. Rhonda Fanning,
thanks
for all your work. And thanks for all of your calls and support, everybody. Keep calling. Call through the news. 800-383-9772. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.